The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I've got so many things running through my mind tonight. I hope I'm not just going to be blubbering from one thing to the next and not making any sense, so bear with me if I do. For me, this section, as I was reading through this morning and pondering over this concept, a lot of things came to me, but kind of the foremost thought that kind of started stimulating a chain of other thoughts was the whole notion of the change of heart. For me, has been a matter of balancing what's my part versus what's God's part. I've always needed to see a real direct correlation between my efforts and the results. And for whatever reason, it may be personal to me, but God seemed to have a real purpose in showing me that my efforts aren't going to be what's going to heal me of a particular weakness. I've done a fair amount of reading from Paul, all his writings over the last, six, 8 months, and just amazes me. He's my current hero. He so wanted to have his thorn in his flesh, whatever that was, removed, and best as we know, it wasn't. But he truly came to a point where he gloried in his adversity, in his weakness, and realized how much that weakness was a gift of God that God was using to humble him, to bring him to God, so God could then take away his weakness. Instead of my focusing on my weakness, be it one or the other, which we were hearing a list earlier, and we can each check off our 50 or 60 weaknesses off that list, but he's just had to show me that I've just got to be willing and committed to doing what he wants, but he's going to make the change in his own timetable and in what area he sees fit. I've really come to learn how important it is to have someone that's pushing my buttons. For me, it's my wife. For my wife, it's me. And I've heard time and time again how the reason why there's so many second divorces are so much quicker and third marriages are so much quicker divorcing than, and on it goes, because those people that didn't figure out things the first time, they're just going to have more things the second time. And fortunately, we're very committed at this point to help each other figure out our stuff and our weaknesses by, not purposefully, but kind of automatically pushing each other's buttons. Couple of the things that really stood out to me in my journey the last 6.5, 7 years, of examples that were really holding back my sobriety and recovery and healing, I had a real issue with blame and resentment. I resented the fact that I had 11 brothers and sisters, five or six of them probably, that had parents that were pretty much there with them and really involved. And then getting to a point where they just didn't have a whole lot left to give, and kind of raised myself in a very crowded house, but where everyone was there for themselves. And I justified a lot of things for a lot of years by blaming those human and kind of weak parents. And then once I got married, I couldn't blame them a whole lot. I did a little bit, but then I shifted to blaming my wife. She wasn't as loving, as nurturing as this or that and all the other things. I had my list of, if she was just this way, I wouldn't probably have this problem. I always knew it was a problem, never thought it was okay or thought it wasn't worth changing, but I sure thought I would care a lot better about it and do more work on it if someone else changed instead of me. Somewhere along the way, though, while I was busy focusing on a different weakness, which I had a counselor tell me, you know, you got a lot of other weaknesses besides your addiction you could work on. And it's like, wow, what a concept. I'd been so tunnel vision and so focused on pornography addiction that I didn't even see anything else. I didn't see how I was isolating from everyone, that I ran from everything, that I blamed and resented and did all these things. But once he said that, it's like, wow, maybe if he could help me with a little weakness, then maybe there's hope for this big one. Because I'd kind of given up hope, even though I knew I needed to keep trying. Well, I picked a couple things and didn't seem to find much help. But while I was working on those, I all of a sudden realized I didn't blame my parents anymore. And I wasn't resentful of all those things I didn't get from my wife anymore. It just kind of, God had taken it away. He changed me while I wasn't looking. As I continued to work on some other things and expressed more gratitude and recognized more of my blessings, I found he started taking away some other things. I had long since felt a lot of relief, like a lot of addicts do, by unloading make their big confession, particularly with pornography addicts, to their wife, dumped all my stuff and felt great relief. I finally realized again, while I wasn't really looking for that, how much I had hurt her. I was focusing on my pain, and I realized how much I had hurt her and how that pile of rocks I had dumped out, I had dumped right on her. And now she was trying to carry it around. And every time she showed me one of those rocks, I would either throw it back at her or I'd just say, that's not a rock. You don't show me that. But God showed me what I had done. And again, I don't think I would have had those weaknesses shown to me or those things gradually removed had I not been working on something else. So it's the old saying, I'm not sure how it goes. Let's see. Work like it all depends on you, but pray as if it all depends on God. And that was so important. And I know if I quit doing something, even if it's a feeble effort, it kind of ties God's hands on working in a different area in my life. Last thing, I've got a lot of other thoughts, but before I get cut off over there by someone shared an analogy with me, and it was just really opened my eyes in a lot of ways. I felt like I was in a hole for a long time, and someone gave the analogy, and maybe you've all heard it, but it made a lot of sense to me. He basically said, you know, there was a farmer that had a donkey that fell down a deep hole. He tied a rope around his neck and tried pulling it out and pulling this way and that way. And he, long and short of it, he couldn't get it out. So he decided rather than have it starve down there in that hole, he was going to put it out of its misery. So he started shoveling dirt, rocks, manure, whatever he had at hand down into that hole. Well, every time something would land on the head of the donkey, he'd just kind of shake it off and step aside. And gradually that level of the dirt just kept raising higher and higher and higher. And pretty soon he was close enough to the top, he just hopped out of there. Yeah, he was dirty and bruised and banged up a bit. And I think each of us, I know I have often felt from other people, my wife, in-laws, various people felt like they're just throwing all sorts of crap on top of me. And God feels like does the same thing at times. But come to realize, oftentimes, maybe all the time, that stuff that's being thrown on top of me is exactly what I need to get freedom. And I'm so grateful that God knows what I need and has been doing that for me. And I've got a long ways to go, as my wife will attest. But I'm grateful for a loving Heavenly Father that knows and helps me in that way. And I bear you that witness. And I'm so grateful for the love of my Heavenly Father and the Savior. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.